Over the next few months, 15-year-old pupils in more than 70 countries around the world will take part in a series of tests. They'll cover maths, science and reading skills, and they're being coordinated by the OECD. In the past, Sweden used to excel, but in recent years the situation has changed, and its pupils' performance in these tests has dropped faster than those of any other nation. The Swedish authorities have set up a commission to find out why.
Teenagers partying in Gothenburg's main square. They're celebrating the end of their school days with a parade. But Sweden's school system has less to shout about. It's fallen rapidly in international tests in maths, science and reading. A decline that's followed reforms creating more choice and more competition, with free schools setting up alongside municipal schools. Just down the road, the Swedish Education Minister is visiting a school. So where does the minister think the system began to lose its way?
We have pretty much a consensus, but everyone has their own explanation on which of these reforms in the late 80s, early 90s that was the most problematic.
This is a free school, one of 36 in Sweden, but since the reforms that allowed them to be set up, the gap between the best and worst schools in Sweden has widened. And when you look at those international test results, the fall in standards has happened in all kinds of schools. Cecilia Karneveld is president and CEO of Kunskapsskolan. Despite all of this, she argues where they run free schools, they do help drive up standards.
Choice, opportunity for parents to choose a school is really important. That it will improve quality of all schools where there actually is healthy competition.
Their testing model bridges they've designed and built during the term. One by one, weights are added to a bridge until finally it collapses. This municipal school in Stockholm is putting more effort into science and maths, but finding teachers is hard.
Salary might have something to do with it. Workload, definitely. Teachers' workload, they work so much, there's so much administration, which is true.
And the debate about standards has left schools weary. The head teacher here says maths is important, but she argues the OECD tests don't give the whole picture.